I am Shruti and you're listening to Business of Brands podcast. How often does one get to hear a story where a banker turns into an entrepreneur to sell handmade accessories for kids? Welcome to the Business of Brands podcast by G Cafe. In today's episode of Hear Me Out, we have with us a small business owner who has big, big dreams. Her name is Meghna Gandhi and she is very smart and she's very jolly, as well as I'm sure you all would realize when we talk to her today. Meghna is the founder and creative director of a homegrown label that makes handmade apparel for children. Her venture, The Ribbon Candy, is known for creating handcrafted, comfortable, skin-friendly, eco-friendly, 100% organic kind of accessories and clothing items for kids. And the best part is that this is all created by local artisans and underprivileged women. Hi Meghna, I'm so happy to have you here with us today.
Hey Shruti, thanks for having me over.
Meghna, you come from a banking background and you've got all these incredible degrees to your credit. Tell us, when and how did the ribbon candy happen?
My formal education is in the field of finance. I have done MBA in finance and was working with JP Morgan Investment Bank in Bombay. And about this business, like people say, it just happened to me. When my daughter was born, I got really excited and started making hair accessories for her, her cousins, and other little daughters of my friends. It was very well received by everyone, and they encouraged me to showcase my work in an exhibition. So for that exhibition, I myself handmade everything, and it was a complete sellout. So that is how we started and kept growing.
That's very impressive, I must say. And I hope you keep flourishing more and more in the upcoming years. So all the best for that. Meghna, Ribbon Candy is such a cute name and an equally striking venture. How were its foundation days like?
Like I mentioned, I started my business as a hobby after my daughter was born. Actually, I wanted to make birth announcement boxes for her with a little bow on it. You know those boxes in which you send those laddus and all to announce the birth of a little one? Yeah, those ones. I did a lot of research online on how to make bows and everything and where to buy these fancy ribbons from. My teachers on this entire journey have been Google and YouTube. So my initial investment, the very first payment that I ever made, was to buy ribbons, and I spent like 9,000 rupees to buy ribbons. That is still a very big amount just for ribbons. And I was damn scared. I was very scared. And my husband was on my side and he said, if this venture doesn't work, just use these ribbons to pack the gifts and use them up. But at least try. And I kept having these nightmares that if it doesn't work, for how many years I'll have to keep buying gifts and sending to people. It's actually very hilarious when I look back.
It indeed is such an adorable story. You make all such lovely dresses and accessories for children. Is it safe for me to assume that a major portion of your day is spent with your children? How does a regular day in your life look like?
On a typical day, I go to the gym in the morning. I'm back, send the kids to school, get ready and go to the workshop. So I try and reach by 10, 10:30. After giving like 1,000 instructions to my house help and cook. I return from office by 4 so that I can reach home before they reach. And after that, I spend the rest of my day with them and at home. Well, there are some days when I have to go back to office too. So those kind of days also come in the middle, but I try and make sure that after 4 p.m. I'm with them.
I am Shruti and you're listening to Business of Brands podcast. Meghna, I think it's great that you try and spend as much quality time with your family as possible, and also that you've got such beautiful people to work with you, right? Tell us about all the other perks that you enjoy as an entrepreneur.
Yeah, so for the perks of Ribbon Candy, there are like way too many perks. I'm my own boss. I can do what I want. Well, apart from that, on a very serious note, we at Ribbon Candy train and employ a lot of underprivileged women. We empower women at the grassroots level. So whatever little salary we give them means a lot to them. And then they tell me things like they were able to send their school kids to a computer class or buy themselves a mobile phone or a good quality sanitary pad. Some people buy a sari or lipstick for their mother-in-law, etc. All this for me is extremely heartening to hear. And I have seen the status of these women elevate in their family. And I really like that. I love this little community that we have created. So these are some of the perks that I get like as a entrepreneur founder.
Meghna, you have had an incredible journey. Your intentions are so noble and you are one of those few lucky women who could, you know, switch their careers and follow their passion at a later stage in their lives. Do you have any words of encouragement for the people who are probably wanting to sketch one such journey for themselves?
As a woman, I feel that all of us are very harsh on ourselves. And we really tend to undermine ourselves and not appreciate ourselves enough. My advice is, whether you are in the same field or another one, don't be too hard on yourself and plan for achievable goals. This is very important. We also need to recalibrate the goals as the time passes, as the situation changes. We as women have a child or children and a household to look after. So we have to set our milestones as per the situation in life and not to compare it with others. This is very important. And this, I think, has got me happiness all my life.
That's very well said, Meghna. Thank you so much for lightening up this podcast with your cheerful voice and all the giggles that you provided in between. I'm sure you have won many hearts today. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Shruti, for having me. I had a great time and it's always a pleasure to be with you. Thank you so much again.
With this, we come to the end of another episode of Hear Me Out. I am your host, Shruti, and we were talking to the founder and creative director of Ribbon Candy. Do check out her website, ribboncandy.in. Their collection is truly amazing. And keep listening to Business of Brands podcast by G Cafe.